What's up?
Oh, you know, another glorious day, man. It's great. Yeah.
I've been tired. Like,
I've been super tired.
Yeah. Like, it's like not a like I go to sleep tired, but I'm like tired, like physically.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, ugh. I had three people out of work today because they were sick.
Oh shit. That's no bueno.
None of them had the same thing.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. So, I mean, that was fun, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, I know nobody cares, but fantasy football is going great.
Yeah?
I mean...
Is that because you won it out?
I mean, I won out. But first week, I won 160 to 128, which is fine. Scored the highest amount of points that week. Week. So I won, you know. Second week, team didn't do as good, but I was facing a bottom feeder, so it was fine.
Yeah.
Let's see, 165 points was the highest scoring team that week. So, you know, they upped me by five. But like I said, I won my matchup, 114 to 103. So 165 points was now the highest scored, right? Mm-hmm. Week three, I'm coming in. I'm looking at his team. I'm looking at my team. It's great, right? I'm like, all right, cool. So I score 152 points. It's in that range of you probably not going to beat me.
Yeah.
I lost by 94 points. He scored 246, destroying the previous record. My quarterback and wide receiver combo were part of the thing that the group that almost broke the NFL's highest scoring game record was 70 fucking points.
Okay.
But no, that didn't matter because one of his wide receivers threw a touchdown pass to one of my wide receivers. Wide receivers don't throw touchdown passes. This was a trick play. By the way, only touchdown pass my wide receiver is going to catch because, A, the quarterback on their team couldn't fucking throw the ball to him for some reason, and then he got hurt. So he's out for the season. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm going to come out of this week. I'm going to lose this week. I'm going to be fucking 2-2. And as soon as that record flips over, I'm 2-3. I'm selling my team.
Like physically selling your team? Like for money?
No. Oh. I'll be like, hey, here's the arguably best wide receiver in the league. Give me a first round pick for next year. So then I had two first round picks. Here is like the seventh best wide receiver in the league. Give me a second or a third. Let's go. Let's play a game.
Mm-hmm.
If he's healthy, here's the best quarterback in the league. Give me a five or a four. Come on.
Yeah. Who has Rodgers? Because whoever has
Rodgers. Oh, I had Rodgers, but I wasn't banking on him.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, whoever had Rodgers is probably screwed because
he's
not in the season.
Yeah, like I said, I had him. I kept him from last year. I didn't even draft him last year. I just kept him when I found out he was going to the Jets. I was like,
yeah,
I'm not going to play him in the early days. Let him get comfortable. But if he starts charging the second half of the season, throw him in there, see what happens. And then, you know, four plays later, dropped him from my team.
Yeah.
And they're like, fair enough.
Yeah.
I got a decent, it was all right. If my wide receivers play like they're supposed to, no one can beat me. Well, one team can beat me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two. So, like I said, it's all right. And that ends the boring part of the podcast. I would rather lose by 94 scoring close to the top. I mean, it's a top four performance for the season. So I have two of the top four performances. Like I said, I'd rather lose by that than lose by what somebody else in the office lost by 0.03 points.
That would suck.
Yeah.
That would definitely suck.
So, different league, different rules.
Mm-hmm.
And Sky is like, he's been playing in his league for like, I don't know, 20-something years. And he's like, two-time champ. And I'm like, so you're 2-20.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. How much longer is there left?
I mean, we just started. So we're into week four now, and I think we played 14 regular season games. Mm-hmm. So the first 14 weeks, and then we have two playoff, maybe three playoff weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't keep up.
And like I said, I only keep up because of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, fantasy football, sure, I think it's supposed to make people want to watch the games. I don't want to watch the games. I care more about their stats.
Yeah.
That's how I pick things.
And there's probably a website that has all the stats
yeah.
refreshed.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Like,
I picked up a wide receiver off of waivers, and I was the only reason I picked him is because he's getting targets up the wazoo. Mm-hmm. He may not be catching all the balls, but he is getting them thrown to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, if even if he catches like 60% of that, and some of them are touchdowns, that's good. So, you know.
Yeah.
Because my running back core sucks. It's just fine. It can suck.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't if some people get hurt. My running back core will be fine. It's good. There's no depth.
Yeah.
So if one of them gets hurt, I am fucked.
Fair, fair. Did you end up watching Ahsoka?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Weakest episode yet. Well, other than like the second episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty weak. I'm trying to figure out what the seventh episode in an 8-episode series is supposed to get you jacked for the last episode. It did not get me jacked for the last episode.
Yeah, I think it's more about the mystery hype of
What
is Balin doing? Because he literally just disappeared.
He's just like, I'm done.
He didn't even disappear. It was like he saw Ahsoka coming. I was like, "Hey,
He stayed for that, but before that even happened, he told his apprentice, "Peace out."
Yeah,
it's all you.
And then her reaction to everybody leaving.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Why aren't you going as well?" Like,
yeah,
you're about to be left behind. In fact, she was left behind because she didn't get on a ship.
Yeah, no, she got on her white wolf there.
The wolfy thingies.
Yeah, so I don't. A lot of people are trying to speculate what's going on, and I'm like, you guys are thinking too hard into this. Yeah.
And then Ezra and all them are just standing around going, hey, they just ran away for some reason, but we're not concerned.
Right. And it's like, they ran away. They have the only way, well, legitimately the only way to leave.
Mm-hmm. Unless you got whales coming back through.
Which I don't think they will, since they all hyper-jumped out because of the minefield.
Yeah. I was surprised that they actually had a minefield.
Yeah, they set that up pretty quick.
Real quick. I mean, for not being in space.
They're like 12 hours behind. But yeah, where they had to basically set that up and load the Star Destroyer at the same time. Unless they used like the carrier ships or something. Yeah, or the ring.
To set up a minefield real quick.
There ain't no way. They had those ready. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck he is loading onto the Star Destroyer.
And why
they weren't already there.
Yeah.
Star Destroyer is pretty big.
I mean, you would assume it's just supplies, but knowing them, it's probably like they're...
It's like a super weapon.
Something.
Yeah.
That's in pieces.
Harbinated Dark Jedi or more Chiss. I don't fucking know.
Because apparently, is it Balin?
Yeah,
the guy's name? Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's something on that planet that he wants to find.
Yeah, a lot of people think that's Abeloth.
Yeah, that is.
Or one of the... Abeloth is a villain from the Expanded Universe. Mm. So you had the Mortis family, the father, sister, and brother.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So you had those three, and then...
So he thinks one of them is buried there? No.
No, but Abeloth... started out as the servant who then became the mother.
And sure.
She basically, there's the Font of Power, I'm going to butcher the shit out of this. The Font of Power, the well of, I don't know if it's the well of knowledge or the pool of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and all these. And so she drank these things and became a Mortis member. But then she's pure chaos. Anytime she's released, it's upheaval in the galaxy.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
and how they're going to get out. And also, the freaking fighter jets that were trailing Ahsoka's plane,
yeah.
You're like, he's not evading, and yeah. They suck.
Stormtrooper aim is a thing.
Like, he's casual, like, in the scenes that it points to the ship.
It's just, whoa.
He's just casually.
It's like a B-52 bomber trying to evade F-16s.
But he's not even evading. He's just flying in a straight line, and they're like, ah!
Yeah, it's so bad.
What was that bullshit?
I mean, I love the fact that it's David Tennant, and I hope nothing happens to him so we can see him in the future, but...
That was just... Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I say I hope nothing happens to him so we can see him in the future, but I guarantee you he got destroyed when Kylo Ren destroyed the Jedi
temple. Yeah. Yeah, something of that sort.
Ugh.
I don't know. I just... That was... The episode was very lackluster, and the fact that I don't understand why Urza and Sabine, or at least Urza, Ezra was like, they knew they were after them,
mm-hmm.
So you're going to put these peaceful creatures mm-hmm. in harm's way yeah. when you could have just told them to go away, y'all stayed there, and fought them, rather than circling the wagons.
When did the mercenaries...
They circled the wagons.
When did the mercenaries... group up with Baylan and Shin.
Oh, because they, yeah, like in one episode it was just those two, and then all of a sudden they have a squad?
Yeah, it's the same squad that they've already killed once, that Sabine killed once, because the helmets are exactly the same. And...
I think it was when she called in saying that they're... No, because that was the Fly Guys.
Yeah, I guess at some point, off screen, they're like, you're with us now.
I guess because didn't they kill their leader or some shit? No. That was Sabine.
That's Sabine. Sabine.
That killed them.
Killed all of them.
Maybe that's why they, yeah. I guess it was like, hey, our guys are dead. No, that's it. That's when it happened because wasn't it when the two Jedis got to the place where they killed them, then the rest of them circled around them and they were like,
maybe.
And that was when it happened?
It was super memorable then.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the way it happened.
I think it's entirely possible that happened, and I was...
It's either that or it's a different clip.
Missed it because I was watching it in the garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Because I was, when we were watching it today, or yesterday as well, I was like, when did they get troops?
Yeah. Like, I get when the stormtroopers coming in there with the things, which a lot of people are like, all the stormtroopers are dead. I'm like, they're not going to use the same fucking trick twice, you dumb shits. You guys are thinking too much into it.
They look like samurais.
That's what they were going for. That's the vibe they were going for.
Oh, samurai sand troopers?
Yeah, that's exactly what they were going for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what they look like. They look like samurai sand people.
Yeah.
Because when they talked exactly like the sand people.
Throw it. Yeah, it's like, oh, great. More work stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll watch it. Issue with the...
Yeah, there's only one left, right?
Yeah, last episode.
So we're about to see Thrawn... Because there's no way they're going to stop him. If they do stop them, what's season two going to be about?
I mean,
they got Ezra. They got rid of the big bad. If they're going to do that,
yeah.
So then, what's like the rest of it? I mean, Thrawn, it's not the Ahsoka show. I don't know why they named it that way.
Thrawn should have been left for the sequel trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's all just a setup for a movie.
No. Because if that was the case, and Thrawn had made it, mm-hmm. Thrawn, unless something crazy is happening,
yeah,
Thrawn is not making it to our galaxy or to the original Star Wars galaxy.
Gotcha.
Because if he did, the New Republic would know,
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't be so cavalier about the First Order.
Oh, and then there's
in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the Leia ex machina.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, she did that for me.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's a completely Leia move.
It is a completely Leia move, and she could have, you know, had something in the Force, but...
But still, being like, oh, we're about to excommunicate her. Oh, sorry, Leia's cool. This, well, yeah. C-3PO ex machina.
Yeah.
On behalf of Leia, Senator Organa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. I was just like, that's like, okay, cool.
They need to start over.
I don't know what they need to do. They need to do something.
And don't get me wrong, Dave Filoni is probably the right guy to start over because he is about as big a Star Wars nerd as you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But they also need to. The guy who played Starkiller and voiced Darth Maul in Rebels and Clone Wars. He is also a huge Star Wars nerd.
Really?
Loves the lore. And, like, he was mad at the prequels, but then he was like, he had to look at them differently.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, he started understanding. He still doesn't think they're great, but he's, like, started understanding more of what George Lucas was trying to go to. But... Yeah, let's give those two guys a trilogy and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I just don't know, man.
Yeah,
it seemed so lackluster that last episode.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, cool fighting and all that stuff.
Ooh, I mean, if it was if it was the Game of Thrones story. Last episode, everybody would be mad. The internet would be on fire right now.
Yeah. Speaking of people that are, like, nerds to their craft, have you been watching The Witcher?
No.
No, you haven't?
No. I don't have Netflix.
Gotcha. So you haven't even seen, like, the first two seasons?
No.
Okay. It's just interesting the way they're going, or what they're going to do with him. No, it's about over.
I've kept up with
the drama.
With the drama, and I know he's out, and they are doing a fourth season. I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. Are they going to kill him off, or are they going to recast and somehow, or is he just going to be like, I've got to go this way,
and like something happens, it's like,
or he just leaves. Yeah, yeah. Something happens, yeah. And he's either transported to another dimension, or he goes off on another quest that may or may not. Or is it all a ruse?
He could get cursed. What do you mean it's all a ruse? He's not coming back. Henry Cavill is not coming back.
You don't know.
I'm pretty sure Henry Cavill is not coming back.
I don't know. Like, maybe that was all just a ruse.
All the shit people have been talking about him from that set, Henry Cavill is not coming back. Yeah. He was... Yeah.
I don't know any of it.
People were trying to say he was like a prima donna on set and was like...
Really?
Yeah, and to be fair, he probably was, but he was probably also going,
"You're doing this
wrong? Is wrong. This is wrong. This is garbage. Which is why he left."
Yeah,
he's like, "I'll stay until they, you know, start straying off the path," and they strayed off the path, and he's like, "I'm done." Peace.
But from what I understand, the books aren't well written.
No.
Because, well, they are Norwegian in origin.
I haven't read any of the books.
I haven't either. But then you've got
or played any of the games.
I have the games. I haven't played them.
Played Starfield yet?
Nope.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't done much in
really?
It since the last time we talked. It's been a busy couple of days, weeks.
Yeah. I need to... I need to bring it down here and plug it in and do Polish. Yeah,
at least
Polish.
Update it.
Yeah. Oh, it would take forever to freaking update now.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't.
You've never turned it on.
It might still be in the box. It might still be in the box now that I think about it.
Oh, I got an
so elite. It'll be easy to bring it down.
Yeah, I got an Elite controller. I used it and was like, no, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I put it back in the box, put it back into charge, and then
like
got it. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It's just I don't know how to program the bumper switches down there, and so it's going to be a minute.
I mean, it's probably pretty simple.
It's probably really simple. I just was like, I don't care right now.
It's probably press the program button. Like press the button you want it to be
mapped to.
So if you want it to be AB, press the AB button,
yeah.
Then press the button that you want, and then press program again.
I mean, eventually I will want it to be the B button, because when I use it, I'm going to use it in Apex, and that's the crouch button, so I can sit there and crouch. Because that's what a bunch of people do, apparently, when they play Apex, is they do a little crouch spam, and it's like, that's...
Are they teabagging, or are they
No, they're like shooting and crouching, trying to not get shot. And I'm like, well, aren't you guys lucky, because I don't aim for your head. It's like, I aim center mass. So if they don't crouch, they're going to live.
Fair.
Yeah. It's... That game's something else too.
Yeah, I never got into it. Granted, we've only played multiplayer on Halo, and
yeah,
that was like a couple of weeks, and then I think all of us were done.
I think me and Danny and Carson stayed on the longest,
probably,
and then we bailed.
Yeah, because it didn't have the same vibe. I know they tried to even make it feel like the original, but yeah. It never was.
Yeah.
And then the story mode, which y'all played.
I was working on Legendary All Skulls on and could not get past like 3 minutes into the first mission. I was like, God bless.
The fact that they made it, from what y'all have said, is... It's an open world sandbox, mm-hmm. but yet it's not, because you need to have certain things or do things to go around.
Yeah, so...
And then it felt it sounded grindy with the outpost situation.
It was a little grindy. I mean, I did all the outposts and all that stuff. Because it unlocked fast travel points and things like that, so...
Which would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed the story, and I enjoyed like doing this, hunting the skulls, like everything. So
if it had been on PC, I probably would have gotten it. Is it on PC?
It might have been. Nah, it might have been on PC.
Maybe. I mean, as in, it probably was, but it was probably like not Steam. It was whatever other Halo. Let's just search Halo, because Halo is here. Because, yeah, Halo Infinite, which is the multiplayer, is on here. It's actually in my library because it's free. Mm-hmm. The campaign's here. Still here. It has mixed reviews. And it's still $60.
Holy shenanigans.
It's still $60. How long has it been out? 2-3 years now?
Is it 2021?
2021, December 8th.
So almost 2 years.
Yeah. And it's still... full price. Everything else on here is cheap. Like, Halo 3 ODST is $1.24.
What?
from its price of $5.
What? Ugh, I would pay $25 for that game.
Yeah. Maybe 19, not 25. Halo 3, $2.49.
I mean, I'd pay $20 for that game right now.
Halo Reach, $2.49.
I would pay $25 for that game right now.
The ones that I don't know about, which is in my inventory, is the Spartan Assault. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't played it.
It's one of those top-down...
Yeah, and I liked that one. I played it the first one Xbox.
You played a bunch of it.
I didn't play the second one. I played the first one, but I did that. Yeah, so I haven't played the campaign, and it's literally not the only one. What was the other one? Halo 4 and Infinite literally have mixed reviews. The rest of them have thumbs up.
So you haven't played? Have you played 5?
What was 5 about? I don't know. They're all falling together.
5 was the one where you split between Master Chief and Locke, and you had two separate fire teams.
Fire
Team Osiris and Fire Team.
I don't think so, then.
Yeah, and Blue Team? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It was not good.
Was it named something else, or is it 5?
I think it was Halo 5.
I don't see that on here. There's Spartan Strike.
Nope.
Okay. Halo 2 Anniversary. It may not be on here.
It may not be on there.
Because I thought garbage. Halo 4...
Halo 4 introduced the...
I thought Halo Reach. The new guys. No, that's a DLC.
And then... No, Halo Reach was a...
It says DLC.
Its own game.
Yeah, it says DLC here. I don't know, unless it's a DLC for Halo Reach.
Could be.
Oh, this Halo content requires the base game Halo Guardians? The Master Chief Collection.
Let me try Halo 5 Guardians. Yeah.
No, it's not showing up. Guardians, then?
No, it was Halo 5, I'm telling you that.
Okay, it just may not be on Steam, then, which would be weird if they have literally all the rest of them.
But the worst game in Halo history?
Yeah.
It's not that weird, then.
So I'm curious as to what the DLC... I know we've talked about it a little bit, but what the DLC can be for...
Yeah, it was Halo 5 Guardians.
Zelda. Because I think they've really saturated the... the mysticism of the whole thing is kind of gone because you can make a flying machine.
Right. I mean...
Like, horses are obsolete.
Like, unless you want to go kick it old school.
Yeah, and that's the only way to it. They're not a form of transportation. And you can't just get them in the wild. Or I'm not saying you can't get them in the wild, but it's like you have to be pretty close to your horse if it's out to whistle for
it. To get it there.
Otherwise, just, you know, wastes 9 Zonite to make a hover bike.
Yeah.
Because once people found that, game over. Like, it just went downhill from there.
I mean, they could do, like, a whole other thing where there's, like, a new Sky Island or
maybe a
new thing under the desk where they, like, expand the map a little bit.
Yeah. Because they can't
Or the depths. I don't know.
My theory is the depths, all the stuff that you see growing, like all the roots and stuff that you see,
mm-hmm.
is the Deku Tree. Mm. Like, the Deku Tree literally spans the whole of Hyrule. Because once you went to that place and you beamed up in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you beam up in the tree? I can't remember.
That's the only way to get into Korok. Yeah.
Because you can't go into the Korok village, like the shrouded thing.
There's like a little
There's a platform.
Stump that you stood on or whatever. But yeah, that's what you jumped through.
I'm saying you ascend
up into that stump. You don't actually ascend into
the
tree.
But my theory is literally all the roots that are running through there. The what?
The little ferns that are...
Are you talking about the light roots?
Oh, light roots? Yeah, okay.
Like, the light roots are part of the Deku Tree.
I could buy that, yeah.
Like, that's why... I mean, granted, in the center of the Deku Tree was... the Phantom Ganon, which is why he was sick or whatever. Yeah,
the Phantom Ganon had to beat.
Yeah, the first Phantom Ganon that was just himself. Because I don't think it was hands in the Deku Tree. I think it, what or was it? No, it was.
It was hands.
It was hands and the Phantom Ganon.
Yeah.
It was like the only story-based hands Ganon there were.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
but that's my theory about the kind of the depths. I don't know. It's been a minute since I played.
What do you have a crucible for?
She had to muddle things.
Okay.
I don't remember what she muddled. It was something for dinner last night.
Okay. That's cool. Now that I know you'll have one, that's pretty cool. I'd be like, hey, I need to borrow your...
I mean, we're not we're not apothecaries. We don't make medicines.
Right. It's just like, that's a weird way, not really a weird way of doing things. You don't see it much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what they're going to do.
When's it coming out?
I don't even, have they even ever said anything?
I don't think so.
DLC for Tears. Because they can't do another... there's no planned release DLC.
Okay.
But you've bought season passes. They sold season passes, right? Did they?
I don't think so. What would you buy season pass for?
For DLCs. Like, you know that they're going to do DLCs, but they don't have any planned. I don't know.
I don't think
because I don't think they can't do the same thing that they did for.
I mean, they could make the motorcycle that now flies, and then you don't.
But
have
you
to
already
use
do
Zonite.
Yeah. Like have a non-Zonite thing that you can summon.
Yeah.
But I don't think people maybe.
Yeah. I mean, people would do it.
And doesn't use battery.
Yeah, people would do it.
I don't know. I just think that would be a waste of a DLC if that's the case. Or a cop-out DLC.
Yeah.
Because you've beaten Ganon.
That's a Chinook.
He's close.
Hmm?
He's close.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there he is. It's a very distinct rotor sound.
It is. Can kind of see him through the trees. Yeah, I don't know. Trying to think what else has gone on. I don't think much has gone on.
No, not really.
I mean, this is going to be a short episode anyway because I got to get ready to do the thingies.
Yeah. I'm probably going to play again Saturday. I don't know where yet, though.
Oh, yeah? What is my Saturday? You can do Dybert Park.
Or what time? Which park?
The Dybert Park, the original one.
Oh.
The one over in Brahmin.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Dybert Park? Did I say that right, or is that a different park?
I don't know. I did get the app, though.
Yay! Saturday.
So,
I am free, so let me know.
I mean, I don't know. If I go, I don't know if it'll be that early again, because it was really wet out there.
Yeah, it was. That's what she said.
But I don't know. I got to work on my throwing a lot. That my biggest problem right now is the disc coming out too tip high, front edge high. I got to work on getting it more flat. I think if I can get that, it'll go farther. I went back out Sunday and did the front nine twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was after family lunch.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah. Hey, Park Podcast.
You did the stroller man.
I did the stroller man thing. There were some people out there, too.
Oh, there's always going to be people out there.
Yeah. I think they only had, like, one disc between the four of them. I don't know.
That would take forever. Like I said, I think two is probably the best to go with if you're going to go because you move quickly. Three is stretching it. Four, I would say...
Two groups of
two because otherwise you're just taking everybody's... You're just taking up everybody's time.
Yeah.
And you're having to wait. You're doing this and so...
But yeah, like I like it. I think it's going to be a thing I keep doing.
Yeah. Look at you. You've grown so much. I remember when it was Ultimate Frisbee and you were like, disc golf sucks.
I mean, it still sucks, but... It's about the only time I can, throw a disc now. So,
that's fair. We don't do ultimates anymore.
I don't think ultimate's gonna come back up.
I mean, we could put out an email, but everybody's gonna be like, "No,
no, I can't do it,"
or too early, or we have different plans, or whatever.
Yeah,
like Sarah probably would because Sarah does. She does the actual
league stuff.
And when we say league, it's like a community thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, I think she does travel team too.
Does she? Damn.
She used to.
I don't know. She does the women's.
Yeah.
I don't think she
women's
does
women's travel team. She doesn't do mixed, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if Karsten plays.
I don't think so. That's a long drive for him.
Now.
Yeah.
And with kids.
Yeah.
Kids,
plural. There's two of them.
That's how long it's been since we've hung out to know how many kids people have.
Tony also has two.
Yeah, I knew that one because I see and talk to Tony a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
you know. Everybody, well, Todd never
everybody,
played.
Everybody else has zero. Todd has two.
Todd has two.
Todd has two.
Yeah. But, I mean, he doesn't play. When he did play Ultimate, he was like, I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah, I'm going to stand here and push Josh.
Yeah.
I'm a bully Josh.
But, yeah, Carson has the two.
I think Carson still plays Summer League.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it used to be you used to play Summer.
Yeah, for a while, it was me, Sarah, and Carson were the only ones playing Summer League.
Yeah. What happened to you playing Summer?
I got hurt, and then COVID happened. I hyperextended my knee in Fall League, and then COVID happened.
I don't play enough, and I am not good enough.
You'd be fine. I mean, not to do like the travel teams, but you'd be fine. And
there are a lot of competitive people that play Summer.
I mean, you'd be fine in the fall, winter, summer, spring. Like I said, you'd be all right in those leagues. You'd be good enough.
It's been a minute. Probably not anymore.
I mean, no shit, but give it, you know, a couple months. Your first foray into, like, right now I think Winter League is about to start. But like you start Winter League, you'd be rusty, and then, you know, you'd be ready for Spring League.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to work on my flick and my backhand, because like you, I go up.
Yep. Well, it's easier for, you know, people to catch those. Because they come out fast, and then, you know, they slow down where you want them to.
Unless somebody gets in the way and it beams them.
Yep.
Does hurt. But, all right, this has to be a short one anyway, but
yeah.
You good?
I'm good, man.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Another message for later. You suck. And everybody says hi.